understand what would be the best insurance for their district, that they would have that information from PEEP in order to evaluate it. So initially the language just said claims information, and we met with Representative Murphy and the proponents to talk about district specific, just to clarify that it was the same information coming from PEEP that is coming from the plans.
Representative Murphy.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Ms. Cox. There's a difference in the language in the House and Senate dealing with, in its very specific words, most recently available. Is that where we are?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Most recently available, 24 months rep. The versus the most. Good Lord, the most recent 24 months, most recently available in the Senate. 24 months of non-identifiable aggregate data, and the most recent 24 months of non-identifiable. We had talked that through. You had preference, or the plans that had preference on most recent 24 months. And I'm just asking if there was anything else that you could shed light on that, if you care.
Well, I certainly understand if Pete, you know, has a concern of, you know, if the available is what. You don't have a concern.
Was this year? Was it the
Scott Anderson, Minnesota Management Budget, PEEP. The only concern I'd have is that if we restricted it to recently available or recent data, the last month might not be available. We rely on the carriers to provide us with that data. If it's not there, if I needed March's data, it might not be available yet. The most recent 24 months of data will probably include March this year. Those reports might not be ready yet. So recently available would probably include up through February. That's the only concern I'd have. And I would agree that they should be comparable at the same time periods. But
so what I'm hearing is the Senate language may be preferable because it's clear, it's more clear that it's not the entire 24-month, the most recent 24 months of data, but it's the most recently available 24 months of data. So the Senate language is a little, brings Pete more comfort.
I believe what we'd like to use is the most recent data, a 24-month period, that happens to be available.
Yeah.
So however, that's what we'd like to have.
Our language has available.
Recently available.
I would assume anyone.
Most recently available.
We're really happy that the House and the Senate have this language, and we're fine with the Senate language as well.
Okay. So, Mr. Singh, if we need to amend that motion or the...
That was it.
I think it
was in, then it came out. Now you got to decide what you want to do with it.
So now we would like to include the Senate language on 7.33.
3.3 is back in. Okay.
Thank you.
Any other discussion or questions from the committee members? So on the Jensen motion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion prevails. So, members, now we have some of the not as easy stuff left before us. And our agenda today was just to adopt the same and similar language. With that, we'll adjourn the meeting and turn the gavel back over to the House. And Representative Murphy, I don't know if you want to make any announcements about when you anticipate we'll meet again, or if you want to, we can just stay.
We'll meet at the call of the chair. It's my hope that we can move our work along. So stay tuned. I don't expect we'll meet again today. I'm just kidding about that. But we could meet again tomorrow. Just depends on the schedule and the look of the week.
Since I slid the gavel, we will not meet again today.
You turned it over.
Now we'll join the committee.
Give it to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.